Opportunity to discuss in the context of the first pasuk of the Sedra, the connection, according to the Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin, between the last pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Velo Sala Vemalos al Mizbechi, Asher Lo Sigaler Vascha Alav, that one isn't supposed to put steps onto the ramp up to the Mizbeach, it has to be a ramp and not steps, Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's a very beautiful, beautiful connection based on the conjunctive Vav, that the idea of sort of taking steps represents, at least in terms of logical analysis, not being thorough. And as the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, the first teaching in Pirkei Avos, it's so reflective of our tradition, is hevu misunim badin, to be deliberate, to be thoughtful about everything. So velo sala v'malos al mizbechi, just like when it comes to the Mizbeach, one can't take leaps up and one has to proceed systematically, slowly up the ramp. That has to be the way that we approach Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lefnehem. So continuing with this theme, Asher Tasim Lefnehem, just wanted to read to you from the Rashi, which is based on sources in Chazal, and to explore it just together for 3 minutes with you. So Asher Tasim Lefnehem, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. So God says to Moshe, Lo sala al dascha lomar, do not even contemplate the following pedagogical scenario. Eshna lahem aperek ve'alacha bezo gimel pa'amim. I'm going to teach them, whether it's a chapter of text or the halacha, under discussion 2 or 3 times. Ajite sidura b'fihem. So that they essentially know it by rote, kemishnasa. Ve'eni matriach es atzmi lahavinam tamei hadavar uferusho. And I'm not, as a teacher, as a pedagogue, going to exert myself to be able to explicate for them the underlying reasons, the conceptual foundations for the particular halacha under discussion. L'kach ne'emar, that's why the pasuk says, not ve'ela ha'mishpatim, but ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem, you have a responsibility to place it there, k'shulchan ha'aruch u'muchan la'achol lifnei ha'adam. As a table is set, that's where the term shulchan aruch, by the way, comes from, so Rav Yosef Kara was trying to do, that a shulchan aruch, like a table which is set, that people can eat from. So now let me just like do a little bit of meta-analysis, right? The Chazal that Rashi is quoting is saying, don't just teach them, okay, this is what the halacha says, this is what the perek says, and you know, and that's it. You have to explain the reason for it. So now let me ask a question. Why? Why is it not good enough to just teach people by rote? So I would just suggest 3 things very briefly. Number one, it doesn't really promote observance that well. When we talk about Lilmod al menas la'asos, so part of that is when somebody feels that he or she understands something and sees it in its broader perspective, that certainly promotes observance. Okay, that's number one. Number two is leaving observance to the side in terms of Talmud Torah itself. We know Talmud Torah connected kulam, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, as the Rambam says, ein lecha mitzvah sheshkula ke Talmud Torah b'chol ha-mitzvos. Talmud Torah stands alone in the pantheon of mitzvos. And just from the perspective of Talmud Torah, what kind of Talmud Torah do you want to be engaged in? Do you want to be involved in a Talmud Torah of mechanical rote, or a Talmud Torah that really aspires to engage the human mind and its creative capacity? It would be a real shame if the only areas in which people were creative were outside the realm of Torah. And of course, this particular approach to Talmud Torah reaches its apotheosis in the worldview of Brisk, or B'chaim Valazhiner writes about it in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, that Chiddush HaTorah, discovering new things in Torah, so to speak, that is the highest form of Talmud Torah. So I think the second reason, in terms of really delving deeply into the conceptual foundations, is a halacha in Talmud Torah. So number one, it promotes observance. Number two, it's a much deeper form of Talmud Torah. But I think three, and most importantly, is it promotes a much deeper relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That when we understand God's Torah is not just, you know, either a system of arbitrary laws, or even if we don't think that they're arbitrary, but just sort of isolated, there's a law about X, there's a law about Y, there's a law about Z, there's a law about A, there's a law about C, there's a law about D. So it doesn't necessarily foster or cultivate that relationship. But when we have a sense of what the underlying rationale is, again, with humility and understanding that we're not going to be able to fully penetrate into God's thinking, especially when it comes to that area that we call chukim, where there are reasons, but they're obscured for us, I think that is a very, very, very profound explanation as to why we might want to go beyond simply learning by rote, because that really gives us a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ha'er einenu b'sarasecha, the experience of that illumination, as I said before, causes v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvosecha, greater adherence to mitzvos, a deeper performance of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for sure, but I think more broadly, a sense of relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then to conclude with just this observation, Ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneyam, the first Rashi in the parasha, the one that I skipped over, again, Rashi quoting based on Chazal, says, Vav mosif al arishonos. Ma rishonos mi Sinai af elu mi Sinai. That is to say, that this is a continuation of the Aseres Hadibros. And there's a lot of ways of explaining that, but the way that I would try to explain that tonight is just as the Aseres Hadibros were this great, not just revelation of 10 mitzvos, or if you add them up, there are 14 mitzvos in the Aseres Hadibros, but it was so much more than that. It was about meeting a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a divine encounter, and cultivating a sense of being in God's presence. So, ma rishonos mi Sinai af elu mi Sinai. That mishpatim can be that way also, but it can only be that way, Talmud Torah can only be that way if it aspires to really, and I say this with all humility, for us to try to put ourselves in that space where we're asking ourselves, what was God's perspective about the particular mitzvah in question. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefikach Yerba,